I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
This week on the Beard Laws Podcast...
Little dick molds everywhere in my house.
Oh, you want to talk about smash? Patricia Arquette, if you're watching, drink your bathwater, girl.
She was cremated. None of the act or the living relatives wanted her body, so they flushed her down the toilet. I don't know if you guys seen anybody else, or there's a few other celebrities who got murdered over the week. These fucking Disney adults are ruining everything. I get all my used fleshlights from eBay.
In the realm of beard loss, a trio strong and true. You've been Brandon and Beard Loss with tales both old and new. Their whiskers like a forest, their knowledge like a stream, guiding us through beardom and culinary dream. Beard Loss, the sage of face of grace, with whiskers flowing, setting the pace. You've been the jester in clouds of green, laughs and wisdom and sight unseen. Brandon J. McDermott, food daddy supreme, a feast of facts, a culinary dream.
Creamy pussy.
Oh, that's going to make the cut.
Damn it. You got it in there.
You got it in there. And I like that. That's one of the greatest sounds in the entire planet, I think. And if you guys listen and missed it, maybe we'll edit that in because we have that capability. And also, I just want to let's do some housekeeping. Is that what it's called? Maybe it's not called housekeeping, but let's go ahead and do the Deluxe Edition Network podcast of the month. There's three of them this month because we're the network is growing. So we're up to three. And I've seen the whole year. You guys are going to be excited for a couple months, a little extra excited. But check out the Deluxe Edition Network.com, Bev's Video Kingdom, Barrel Aged Flicks, and Kindness Matters Podcast. Again, check them out, Deluxe Edition Network.com. Also, our friends of the show, Fat Baby Bourbon. I think it was on Triple T. Brandon joined me, and we kind of went over the whole story. So go check out Triple T. But just a great New York company. And if you're not from New York, maybe you hate New York. I hate most of New York, too. It's okay. But it's just an awesome company, and they are a friend of the show for the entire month. Link in the description. Anywhere you're listening or watch this, go show them some love. They ship to pretty much every state, and it's a good price. We talked about, I think it's what, it's either $59.99 or $69.99 or $64.99. I probably should have been prepared. But either way, when you're drinking a good bourbon, and I'm just getting into the bourbons and stuff, it's a pretty good price point. So like we kind of talked about, you don't sit down and drink a whole bottle of bourbon typically unless you're sharing it with a friend or potentially if you let's throw this out there. If you're a severe alcoholic, you're probably not buying good bourbon. You're probably drinking what, some Natty Ice, some cheap vodka, some cheap rum and just getting obliterated. And but this is the good stuff. So there's a lot of people that collect different bourbons, whiskeys and stuff. This one should be in your collection. And while these guys are saying hello, I'm going to pour myself a little glass of this bourbon as well. So joining me as always, Brandon J. McDermott. You've been whacking off. What's up, fellas?
Not too much. I am not much of a drinker, especially on a Sunday morning at 9:38. But I'm drinking a porter this morning. So I'm going all out.
I mean, it's coffee flavored. So, I mean, it fits. People drink coffee in the morning.
And Euban's going to have a kick at this, but I'm smoking meats today, so figured I need to get a kickstart.
Yes.
What are you smoking
today? It's always in days that end in Y, you know what I mean? It's
I'm doing chicken wings.
I'm not. That sounds good. I've been craving chicken wings for a while.
Oh, and these are like this big, dude. They're fucking huge. They're like.
Yeah, you send me a pic after it's done. I want to drool a little bit more than usual, but just I need some drooling. I'm not drinking anything fancy. Maybe the bong water afterwards. Probably wouldn't prefer it, but
don't do that.
I got a crispy Sprite. Sprite's gonna sponsor me. They're gonna drop LeBron. I'm like, you know what? We're gonna move into a better direction. You've been whacking off seems more of our style, and as they should.
It's more marketable. I mean, honestly, let's be honest. So, interesting. Ooh. But yeah, shout out Fat Baby Bourbon. We got some bourbon. I don't know if you're supposed to drink it on ice, but I think it's the beauty of it. You buy it, you can drink it any way you want. So I'm having a little bit of it on ice, and it's fantastic. Check them out, fatbabybourbon.com. Read the story. It's a little bit of a tearjerker with a happy ending. It's kind of like a Disney movie or something like that. But
cheers, boys.
Hey, cheers. Here's to the Titans hopefully winning. And I know this is Thursday and you guys have already know what the NFL playoff picture is like, but being a fan of a team that still has a chance, and Euban's a Cowboys fan, a lot on the line. Brandon is a Denver fan. Nothing to really play for, but can play a little bit of some spoiler. And I'm a Steelers fan, and they beat the Ravens backup squad barely. And now they really need some help. And I just don't have it in me to root for the Dolphins. So I really need the Titans to win. So come on, Vrabel. I know you're pissed off. Let's get a win.
I so like cheers. Vrabel.
I might have to get out of here and come back because my camera's doing that real stupid thing again.
That's fine. We'll be here. Wow.
There we go. Bourbon. I fixed it.
Hey, nothing like some bourbon, like you said, in the morning. It's 10:40 my time, so it's a little bit more acceptable. And
it's almost lunchtime.
I mean, a little breakfast. Who hasn't sat around and had some breakfast bourbon or some breakfast beer? I mean,
bubbles. I made some bubbles earlier. That's a little early.
From bubble guts to bubbles.
Damn, I like that.
Obviously, guys, too, while we're doing this, Brandon has a book. He doesn't love promoting it, but you guys should check it out, Abandoned Brandon. I own it. It's back here. I was going to actually open the episode with me pretending to read it, but I didn't want to give you false hopes that I read as much as I do have a lot of books. And rest in peace, Trebek. He seems to be out here watching the show, so big fan of the show. But yeah, make sure you guys check that out, Abandoned Brandon. It's on the website. It's on Amazon. It's everywhere. And there might be some pretty cool things going on YouBeenWhackingOff.com here pretty soon. I saw some pictures of some stuff, and that probably sounds weird being from Euben, but is there anything you want to give any spoilers to the show? Because this is Thursday. You got a couple more days to work on shit.
That is true. That is true. So hopefully by Thursday, if not guaranteed by Friday, we should have a whole bunch of pictures, descriptions, and everything else of those long-awaited candles. I'm even burning one in here right now because it smells.
Ew.
It did smell awful. Now it smells like
banana cream pie. Is that the WD one?
What was that?
Which one? No, which scent is that?
No, oh. It's the banana cream pie. No, sorry. I heard the WD now. But yeah, it's this one's just a banana cream pie. It was an older one. And she's like, I don't know if it still smells good. I'm like, let me see it. It smells delightful. Not going to lie. At first, whenever I burned it, ganja and bananas, not a great combination. But now the banana has slowly won the battle. I like it.
Well done, banana.
But yeah, it's little dick molds everywhere in my house. Like, you know, just I see little melts. And she's like, hey, smell this. And I'm like, get that little dick out of my face. And I'm like, oh, you're used to saying that. Damn.
Well played. Da-dunch. I tried to use the media thing. I got to figure this shit out. Riverside, we're going to have a chat here. I don't know what's going on. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. I might even hit the chat bubble while we're live because that's some bullshit. But
our good friend Burley also experiences trouble with that as well, so it's a common thing.
Burley's is different though. He has an actual soundboard that he integrates with his computer. Where I'm trying to use in Riverside, they have their own media section, and you just press a button and then it plays some sounds. But it just keeps spinning. Every other day, it seems to work. So we're gonna get a hold of them. We're going to figure this shit out. Maybe we'll do it live chat support. But there's a couple of things that you guys talked about that you maybe wanted to talk about. Do you guys want to bring that up, or was that just a pre-conversation?
You know, I here's what I do on my radio show. I start thinking about what's important to the community. Mm-hmm. And then beyond that, what is everybody talking about? Mm-hmm. And it just seems like everybody is talking about that Gypsy Rose stuff.
Yeah.
I don't even... to be honest with you, before last week, I didn't even know the story. I don't pay attention to stuff like that, but like many other people, I see her face everywhere. Social media. I mean, the girl jumped on Instagram, fam. She's got 7 or 8 million followers now.
Same thing with TikTok. She did that within less than a week, which is crazy.
And here's the thing. It's so nuts because if you do not know the backstory, you need to learn the backstory. Basically, she was tortured and just had her childhood ripped away from her mother, who was mentally ill and all this other stuff. You have to really look into it to know the details. She had her, what prosecutors say, autistic boyfriend. I almost called him acoustic. Autistic boyfriend.
He might be
murder her mom. And in a fit of rage, he stabbed her like 17 times. There was a bunch of weird, dark stuff going on. I mean, obviously murder, right? Mm-hmm. But so this girl she felt like this was the only way to get away from her mother. And like all this trauma, her mother had made her seem like she had this disease, and they had lied to people and made her seem like she was younger than she was, had her teeth ripped out. A whole bunch of other stuff that was just god awful.
Terrible.
Made her act like she was in a wheelchair. I mean, there's just a lot of weird, weird stuff. Okay. Okay. But now she gets charged with second degree murder, gets convicted. Her boyfriend gets charged with first degree. He goes to jail for the rest of his life. She gets, I don't know how many years. She's out on probation, parole, whatever it is, in early 2024. Now she gets out, and it is just the thing that is so interesting to me is not judging her for what she's done. It's how the zeitgeist, the feeling of the culture right now is just gripped to her. That all these girls, and I guess boys too, but girls are like, love her story. They see her as a queen. And it's just, it's really, it's an amazing, from a taking a step back view at mm-hmm. how we as, and I'm sorry to be blabbing on here, but how we view, how culture shapes us and social media and all that stuff. It's just, she is the top thing on social media right now and on regular media, GMA, Lifetime, everything, you name it. She is on it. Now, what I will say sidewise, and we'll come back to this a little bit, is there are vultures out there in showbiz, and the cream rises to the top. And a friend of mine's father said to me, cream and bastards rise to the top. So the higher you get, the worse people are. And so I think that there are already a lot of people who are taking advantage of this. I don't want to say innocent girl, of this girl who's doesn't quite know what she's gotten herself into. And I just hope she's okay.
Yeah. I mean, 8 years in prison is going to prepare you for some stuff in life, potentially street smarts. But like you said, all the new fame you put it, maybe not fame, but attention. Because what did you guys say? 7-8 million followers on social medias. And
at least.
It's nuts. And this is something that is fairly close to where Euban lives, right?
Yeah. So, I mean, the prison was about an hour or so away from where I live. But the company I work at, they have a couple properties over there. And her first selfie that she was posting everywhere, I was like, bitch, I know where you're staying. I was like, that's one of our properties. I'm like, oh, shit. We're in the first selfie, technically. I know that carpet. I know that desk. But but no, it's everyone like I remember like our bosses were making a big deal because Dr. Phil came out and interviewed her at one point in time. Like we've had a whole bunch of different celebrities come and stay just to see her. And it has to make you think that like OJ's sitting there right now like, damn, I did this shit in the wrong decade. Like, fuck. Mm-hmm. People could have been, that could have been me.
And why do you guys think that it's like the big thing? Is it just because it's such a wild story? And I think so many people feel for Gypsy Rose. I mean, I mean, naturally you want to feel bad for her because her mother did all the stuff, made her believe this, spent time in a wheelchair. Like you want to feel bad. Then there's the murder. And I don't feel like a lot of people really felt bad that the mom got murdered for everything that she did. You know what I mean? And I'm just looking real quick. Gypsy Rose, her worth, according to Marca.com, is reportedly $3 million.
And it's just going to continue to climb because she's making TV deals. Like, they're going to make more movies and stuff. And honestly, I mean, I don't know if you guys, if you've seen the selfie. smash. Mm. I mean, get it, girl. Get it, Gypsy. Do your thing,
what is,
girl.
Is it just a, if I just Google selfie? Oh, there. Like with the white shirt?
Is there blue carpet on the ground?
Yeah, this one here. Oh, it's right on her Instagram?
I think so. Everyone just said it's her first selfie. I was like, what? But she's, I think she has like 4 TikTok videos and like 8 million followers now or something. It's insane.
All right, here's according to Reddit, I believe, the same one that you're talking about. Yep, first selfie of freedom.
Yeah.
Did it load for you? It didn't load on mine. Here, first selfie of freedom. Let's see if we can get this to load.
Classic white girl, hand on hip.
Come on, enhance. Come on, we want to break down this thing like we're people that break videos down. Come on, load. What are we doing, Riverside?
It shows up on our end. Like I see it.
Oh, there we go. Okay, I can just see it. Okay, so here's Reddit. Sorry about that. And Gypsy Rose, it's got some Dr. Pepper, pretty well packed suitcase, and something you've been recognized as these carpets and this wall and everything. But yeah.
So
she has good taste.
So straight the fuck up. Instagram 7.6 million. TikTok 8.5 million.
Damn.
She's never even released a video, fam. So the thing is, this is and please understand, this is not me putting her down. This is just me looking at how we as a culture, as America, kind of we flock to this stuff. And it's not social media is not new, man. Go back to Lizzie Borden. We were all obsessed with Lizzie Borden in the 1800s when she axe murdered her parents because we didn't really know how she did it. It's so much conspiracy behind it. Exactly how it went down. The Lindbergh baby case in the 1930s. Where did the baby go? Was it a ransom? Who killed him? Even to this day, we as America, the Starkweather murders and the Charles Starkweather in the 1950s started in Nebraska. He started going to farmhouses and murdering people. These things, these murder cases gripped the country. And there's others into it. OJ Simpson, of course, you talked about, and others now that social media and other media, that when other media kind of became bigger, when TV was around, it got obviously the got into the case in with TV and stuff, got to see it every day. I mean, we as Americans, we eat that stuff up. And I think the big thing about it is it's like there's so much to it. It seems like every time you turn a corner, there's another corner to turn. And mm-hmm. you don't know where to go, where the story ends, and you want to know more. And it's just we eat that stuff up. And I think that plays into it. And sadly, respectfully, she's going to make a lot of money. She's going to make a lot of money. She already has. This book is she's going to tell her story, and hopefully it gives her peace from somebody who's told a story that is nowhere near what she's went through, but that's told a story that's given me peace and hopefully it's helped other people. It's going to do that for her. Now, when that well dries up, is she going to be okay? It's like the NFL player who's done and known nothing but football for his whole life. And all of a sudden football's gone and he can't play like he used to. Or in how many football players have decided to take matters into their own hands, so to speak. Yeah. And how sad that is. So we'll see what happens. I think this is the beginning. I think we're going to see a lot of this stuff, movies and there's already been kind of like made for TV movies and stuff. And Patricia Arquette, by the way, played her mom in the movie. Oh, you want to talk about smash Patricia Arquette. If you're watching, drink your bathwater, girl.
It's like, anyway, you can put me in a wheelchair. But yeah, no, I think, and what was crazy is whenever they interviewed her in prison a couple years in, she's like, I love it here. I have friends, and you're just like, you're in prison, girl. And she's like, yeah, it's the best place that I've been in. And it's like, wow, you know. And so I think, like you said, if anyone was in her shoes, I think we all kind of like, well, yeah, we would have done the same fucking thing. And now, regardless of how you feel about the situation, she did serve her time appropriately within the system. She did everything right, you know. So yeah, again, fuck that mom. Even the people that her relatives who end up getting the body, she was cremated. None of the act or the living relatives wanted her body, so they flushed her down the toilet.
Wow.
Yeah. So. Again,
not much money Gypsy. They probably could have made. Can you sell cremate? Like, I'm not that I'm looking,
I mean,
to, but like,
can.
Is that a yeah? Is that a thing? Like, what if they put it to auction and they're like, you can have the remains of the mom of this and that. But you know that there's enough people with way too much money that would bid on that just to have.
Oh, yeah.
The dude that does the Ghost Adventure show, he'd probably get her remains just to put into a studio. He has a whole studio, or not studio, museum of like some of the most haunted stuff. And when COVID hit, I don't know if you guys ever watched it. I think it's Ghost Adventures with the Zach Bagans or whatever. I know we're talking about ghosts and stuff's going in your studio, probably crazy, Euban, but he buys all the craziest shit, like dolls that are have all this stuff, all the crazy stuff. But he would probably have bought those remains.
I can't type and listen and talk at the same time because I was going to search up that Ghost Adventures just to see if I can see the face. But then I said chicken, so I looked up Ghost Chicken.
Is that a thing?
Let me hit search again.
Ghost chickens.
So there's a song. There's a song called "Ghost Chickens in the Sky" by Sean Morey.
I think you should play that while you're smoking some meat today, Brandon. Ghost chickens in the sky while you're smoking chicken wings. It only seems fitting.
There you go. So I think the other side of this is most of the comments are like, "Oh, this is our queen. We love her. This is great. So happy to see her happy. Fantastic." The other comments are just like shitting on her husband. Like, why is she with this loser? And then there's like one or two comments that are like, why are we worshiping this girl who murdered her mother? And so, like I try to tell you, like I try to say is, before you try to take a stand, before you try to like go all in on something, try to understand it from the whole angle and try to understand all of it. And you can like look at a story and see the players and not have to be a fan of any of them.
Yeah.
You know? And right. I think this is one of those deals where it's fascinating to watch. Let's see what happens and let's find out all the details that we don't already know that may come out. Who knows? Cause there's a lot that didn't come out in the trial because I believe she pled no contest. I think, cause I remember from her boyfriend obviously went to prison, but anyway,
yeah, he got life with no chance of parole.
Yeah. A lot more could have come out from that, but anyway, it's just fascinating how we can go all in on saying, yeah, she was this and that, so it's okay to kill somebody. I don't think it's ever okay to kill somebody. Mm-mm. Now, is that not to say that if she wouldn't have done that or if that didn't happen, she would not have got out and it would have been her that died? Great, great possibility, great chance.
But it's true.
Murder is never the answer.
No.
Now, I don't know if you guys seen anybody else, or there's a few other celebrities who got murdered over the week, and that was by Cat Williams. I don't know if you guys are on that side of TikTok or not.
No, but I had that in my notes, and I'm glad you brought that out because I wanted some updates because I have seen so much shit about Cat Williams and this and that, and I have it on my list to potentially watch some of the stuff, but I need some updates. I want to talk about this.
I don't drink tea, but I am fully invested in this. I mean, it is. I follow, you know, Shannon Sharp, obviously, and, you know, his Uncle Shay Shay podcast or whatever. Never really paid too much attention to it until this Cat Williams. This is all I've seen. Like, everyone else is like, they have probably Gypsy, and I got a little bit of that. 90% Cat Williams and everybody he shit on, dude. It was insane.
Yeah, I stayed up for about 2 hours watching that video the other night.
So for anybody that hasn't watched, can you guys kind of give obviously, Cat Williams, comedian. Right? That's what he was known for, is being a comedian, right? And I haven't watched it. I'm just seeing clips and I'm trying not to because I want to watch the episode. But like, I never really get on my personal Facebook, but I jumped on there the other day because apparently the wife wants to get a fourth cat for our house. So that's cool. And first thing that popped up was a dude that I went to school with who is not a social media guy. He's like that typical like hunting hit guy, and then he's making Cat Williams jokes, and I'm like, I gotta dig into this a little bit. But I said I wanted to save it for the recording so I can hear it from you guys. I'd rather hear, you know, the stuff from you guys than other people on social media.
Euban, do you want to, or you want me?
Go ahead.
So I don't know what Cat has said officially. Cat is drenched in conspiracy theory. Ooh. Now I want to say that out in the out front. Not to say that I don't agree with anything you're saying, or to disprove, or to say that just because you say conspiracy theory means what they're saying is not true. That ain't it. But so I don't know exactly what he's gotten into when it comes to, you remember he was arrested for drugs and he went to jail. not prison. He went to jail. He claims that he was never on drugs, and that was all BS, and it was all a conspiracy, and he kind of tied it to the same thing of, remember when Martin Lawrence in the 90s or in the early 2000s had the same thing that happened where he was running around the street with a gun, and he said that, you know, he was going to kill somebody or kill himself or something like that. So basically what he said was, he wasn't going to be the black actor who was going to, or comedian or entertainer who was going to do things that white Hollywood wanted him to do. Now I do want to make a note and just point out the fact that we're three white dudes talking about this, and it's okay. I just want to make sure that we're aware of that, and the audience is aware that we are too. But he pointed to guys like Kevin Hart as somebody who had he didn't have the backbone that Cat Williams did, and so Kevin Hart would go out and make money no matter what he had to do, including wearing a dress. And there's a conspiracy theory that goes around, that's gone around in Hollywood, that says Hollywood upper tier, the white upper tier, wants a black man to wear a dress to kind of prove that they're willing to do anything And then once they do, then they'll get kind of pushed to the upper tier. I mean, that goes back to Flip Wilson in the 60s, and Flip Wow. Wilson had a TV show. And of course, you know, Jamie Foxx did it on In Living Color. And then Madea and all these other movies and actors and comedians and entertainers who've done it. And Kevin Hart did it on SNL. And then after that, his fame skyrocketed. He went and did huge movies and things like that. He pointed to Chris Rock. Or excuse me, not Chris Rock.
Tucker.
Chris
Chappelle,
Tucker.
Right? Mm-hmm. Oh, Chris Sorry? Tucker.
Chris Tucker?
Yep.
He pointed to Dave Chappelle as somebody who is similar as Cat Williams that didn't and wouldn't do what they want to do. And Dave Chappelle spoke about it on the Oprah show in 2006 or so, about how he wasn't going to do this. And there was kind of some weird kind of thing going on. And then he pointed also to, like, there's a rift in the black community, comedian community amongst like Steve Harvey and Cedric the Entertainer and this other gentleman who I don't know the name of. I can't remember because I don't know him. Well, Ricky Smiley, I think his name was.
That's who it is. Yeah.
I saw him and I just couldn't point him out because I don't know who he is.
First Sunday.
And Cat Williams has not held back since he got out of jail. He has not held back in the last 5 years. He's went on a rampage against everybody. Now, one thing I think people pointed out to was what Cat Williams is doing is he's got a tour coming up.
Yeah.
Because he's not only got a tour, he's got a big special coming up, and this is going to sell tickets.
You
and I think that's great.
Kidding.
That's what you're supposed to do. But yeah, no. So basically it's him against the world and him pointing out all the people who kind of sold out and he never sold out. And it's just interesting to kind of see what happens with it. One comment I did say, see from, and I'm not a black man, so I can't speak to that, but was, I hate seeing a black person said this, a black comedian. I hate seeing two black members of comedy kind of go at each other and fight. It's bad. It's bad. As somebody from the outside, I would disagree with that. I would say it can be bad. It could be bad. But I would say that, if anything, it's giving publicity to Cat Williams and to Kevin Hart or whomever else, where it wouldn't be otherwise. And I think Cat Williams and Dave Chappelle are two of the funniest people I have ever met and ever seen. Mm-hmm. I've been to Cat Williams' show once. Of course, been a Dave Chappelle fan my whole life. I'm talking top five comedians of all time with Richard Pryor and George Carlin, like up there. Anyway, so that's the synopsis, basically. A lot more to it. He says a lot more stuff that gets into the nitty gritty of like a certain island with a certain certain man who did a whole bunch of weird stuff with the other certain conspiracies and underage and blah, blah, blah.
Every Jepstein.
A lot of stuff. Yes. But he said a lot of stuff, and I don't know why I didn't say the name, but you know, he said a lot of stuff about a lot of weird stuff that I don't want to say can't be proven, but that hasn't come to light. So maybe this will push more people to come out and say stuff. Who knows? But there were certain people on those flight logs. I think Ludacris was. I think so.
I forget.
And I think Chris Tucker was. He pointed to Chris Tucker.
Yeah, Chris Tucker apparently has become very religious since the Friday movies and everything. So they said that even having another movie, he wouldn't be able to because he's just not that character and he just won't film that anymore. But with Ricky Smiley, I did see the point where he said that the next time that Ricky Smiley would be able to do a movie with Cat Williams, Cat Williams put in his contract that Ricky had to wear a dress, which is apparently the character he portrayed in First Sunday. And now he does that. So what's crazy is when I first saw that Cat Williams, I'm like, damn, this guy is petty. Like, he is just going off, you know, until I started seeing a lot of the receipts and I'm like, damn, you know, there's a lot of validity in what he's proclaiming here. And, but I mean, some of the other stuff, you know, when he talks about the Illuminati, I'm like, wait, hold on. But he says that, like you had mentioned, he says the exact same things that Dave Chappelle had mentioned decades ago on Oprah. So, and they say that Cat Williams is very intelligent. They said he has like 160 something IQ, or like he's a very, very intelligent person.
Did you watch? Can we pull up an interview and watch a part of it?
Yeah, which one?
It's not even that. Let me find it real quick.
There's one. I mean, just when I, because I googled Cat Williams just real quick just to kind of see some stuff, and I'm assuming it's the interview that he did with Shannon Sharp that kind of broke some stuff open, because that seems to be a lot of the clips. There's one on Dave Chappelle walking away. There's one on going to jail 30 times. Kanye West and Kim Kardashian are some of the top clips from Club Shay Shay.
Actually, no, it's not even that. It's this, and this is an old one. I mean, because I think you should all, God bless it, America. Why did this?
God bless America.
I can't even, this Riverside has got me all funked up. I can't even do it now. I hit a button and now.
No, uh-oh. I think he said too, he's had 19 felonies and zero convictions.
Wow. Yeah.
I mean, good lawyer will clean up some stuff potentially. Or
why is this
happening? Crazy though is I remember like within a decade, maybe it was a little bit longer ago, like a decade ago of him, it looked like he had lost a lot of his money. And he's living in the projects, per se, or something. You know, it looks like a housing community. And he is running for his life from teenagers who are beating the shit out of him. And I'm just like, remember seeing that and going, damn, Cat's falling on some hard times, you know. And there's these aggressive 13, 14-year-olds of the same height as him just absolutely just throwing haymakers. And now I see that he's like, no, they've been trying to get me and, you know, for all these years and stuff. So I'm like, I wonder if that was part of it.
So we don't even need to watch the whole video. I just want to, Euban's point out how smart Cat Williams is and what makes him such a great comedian. If you started at about a minute and 30 in, give or take.
Okay. Let me know when you guys can see it on your end.
Oh, I can see it. This is where he goes off on Wanda. I love this. Yep. This entire thing is fucking brilliant.
So just before we push play, he's on her radio show in Atlanta. She's the radio host. And she starts putting him down about going to prison and all this stuff. Now watch this. This is what makes him so great.
And now the thing is, too, before you hit play, I'm sorry. Apparently whenever he got here to this, that radio host, they had spoke before they went on air. And they had mutually discussed that she would not go into those details, that she would not bring up his personal life. There were certain things that you just didn't say. She did. And this is what happens.
Okay. Let's roll the click.
They like right? For me to, I do a really nice broccoli. They like my broccoli and they love my baby chicken.
Hey, right now, look up your phone and see what it takes to make broccoli. And tell me, he doesn't say heat up water. That's the only step in broccoli. Simmer. Water, simmer. Have you ever heard of burned broccoli? Can you burn broccoli? You can't burn it because it's made in a pot of water.
You don't know nothing about.
You know what her second meal they love from it? What I do with corn.
Oh,
I like to dig it out that can and I put it in there. And then I got a can of water and I put it on there. And then I get some Zatarain's. They don't expect that.
I am a great cook.
Yes, ma'am. You good at heating stuff up.
You're good at telling us about what's going on in jail.
Yes, ma'am, and getting out to tell you. But I'm going to tell you at an arena named Phillips, and you going to tell me at the Atlanta Comedy Theater.
Right, true.
Tomorrow, be there.
All right.
Red Grant's show, I know Red I'll Grant. Be there. Don't miss it.
Red Grant, Cat Williams, y'all thank y'all too. For coming through.
And thank you for having me.
Thank you for coming in.
I see why people come to Wanda's show.
Yeah.
Because Frank Ski puts it there.
That's right. Get on out here with your crazy ass.
Uh-huh. Is he crazy?
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Wow!
Nice!
Yeah!
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Help me get to the salon. All right, it's the People's Deja Vu 03. Your hair is kind of...
That joint was...
My hair is 19 inches long and I have no perm.
You don't.
Oops.
Oh, that's not a perm.
No, it is not. Nice lady.
That's
come,
natural.
Come run one of your gnarled fingers. While you on air.
Come on.
So they can hear you live.
Come on. Let me come over here.
No. That's not how that works.
Oh, okay. Well, then stay over there.
Don't worry. Ain't nobody putting their hands through yours.
That's right. They don't have to. Uh-huh. I don't want them to. Get on out of here. You okay? You okay?
Only one of our hands moving while we talk.
Are you all right? Are you okay?
Greg Grant.
Wow, look how flush they are in the face. Like, oh, shit.
And make sure
the wig and the headphones come together.
Take off them old-ass clothes you got on. How about that? Versace. Yeah, they're old.
Versace, yeah.
It doesn't matter. Versace.
I want to apologize to the people at Versace Collection. This is your 2019 summer line that hasn't come out.
But you had to open it up and show us it was Versace. I wanted to.
No, I didn't have to open it up. These people are on radio. They can't see anything.
Yeah, but you opened up so we could see it.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, happy.
And happy whatever store is for the Black Lane Bryant.
That's right.
Wow.
I'm very proud.
Oh, okay, let's
very
play some
proud.
Music real quick if we can. We going to a break real quick?
Very
All right,
proud.
Cool. We go to a break.
Shout outs to Forever 21.
Yeah. That's right. Shout out.
They don't remember me for a while now, right? I'm not the right one at Jones, though.
Get this inmate out of here.
If you can't get your blood pressure, you can't call me that. If your cholesterol is 600.
Whatever, little mama.
I'm little mama's baby daddy.
No, you little mama.
Yes, ma'am.
Hey,
and what are you, girl? You probably should talk about sizes.
No, that's okay.
You're big on the radio.
And you're big
Turn
in
it
prison.
Down.
And you're
yes,
big in
ma'am.
Prison.
I've never been to prison.
You have
19 felonies,
times.
No convictions.
Yeah.
Knock it
yeah.
off. Prison okay. and jail aren't the same. No, no,
okay.
no, no, no.
Calm
no,
down.
No, no,
no.
Only one
calm,
of us has 12 dollars worth of jewelry on. No, no, no.
No, $12.
That all is available. If you wanna have Wanda's jewelry, please go to Citgo or Quick Trip at any point. If you buy two packs of Newport 100s, they will give you everything Wanda has on right now for $7.99, and it comes with a free car wash. Won't you come on down?
Yes, thank you.
Absolutely.
We appreciate it.
The show starts at 9. Wanda gets to the stage at 9:17.
Please come get Miss Pat and do her
She's
hair.
Almost out of breath. Be careful now. Even on the radio, you can hear the fact that exercise is crazy to her vocabulary.
Yeah. Little mama. We're done.
You already used that one. Don't
yeah,
repeat your jokes, Fresh Comedy.
Wow.
So, like, that was just to say, and I'm Ubins have seen this, and you probably other people have. It's 5 years old. That's been around the block. And that's why he's talking 2019. His ability to, on the, that wasn't written. He was like, they were like going at it, and he was writing jokes as it was. So, he is so smart. He is so smart and so funny. You give that man a radio show, whoo, man.
Yeah, you give him a mic, not only are you going to laugh, but I'm sure guests are going to question being on there because you're not going to outsmart the guy. Like you've been said, I looked it up. He's got 163 IQ is what was registered on some, I'm assuming an IQ test, but maybe they have fancier things to do these days. But yeah, that's a big brain, brilliant brain. And man,
just like,
stories.
Again, and so a lot of people are like, well, why did he go on there? He just started, you know, just shitting on people. But everyone that he shit on, for the most part, had already been on Shannon's podcast, and they were saying inaccuracies about him or about something that he had done. So, because everyone's like, oh, he's just petty, but you're like, the timeline fits with a lot of shit that he says. But then again, when he gets into the Illuminati, I'm like, ugh. But he mentions these very successful black actors, these men who they become in part of the Illuminati, and apparently they get gifted a, to quote, a light-skinned woman that you never see. Like, do you know who Kevin Hart's wife is?
I don't.
I had to Google Ludacris's wife because he was talking about her too.
So, I mean, again, it's there was probably a good dozen of these people, and you look, and I'm like, I've never seen. I guess I've never cared to see. You don't really see a lot of the spouses, but some, you know. And
the first wife or the second? It looks like did he have two wives? There's one that's called Tori Hart, and it said married from 2003 to 11, and then in 2016, I'm probably going to say this wrong, so I apologize. Eniko Hart, Eniko.
16 is whenever that's the new one. That's, and because Kat was talking about too that Kevin Hart is a plant. He was mentioning that Steve Harvey was a joke stealer and that he wasn't original. That he's not able to be put in movies because he looks like Mr. Potato Head and stuff, you know. And then there was there was something like Cedric the Entertainer. He really got onto him too. Said he was joke thief. And it brought up a whole bunch of different. Like Hanging with Mr. Cooper, all those shows like back in the day. I forget what the hell is his name.
Mark Curry.
Yeah. And so
he was a great comedian back in the day, dude.
Very. And so Kat was
so much
hyping
more funny
him up.
Than Steve Harvey.
And that's what Kat was saying. They're like, hey, you know, there's these guys who are much more deserving, that were much more original. And they're like, Cedric and Steve stole from Mark Curry and from others. There's so many different names that you were from people that I forgot about for decades.
Well, hell, Mark Curry had Hanging with Mr. Cooper on TGIF in the 90s, and then Steve Harvey came out with his show, which was basically the same show on WB in the early 2000s. He was a teacher.
And Cat Williams said that Steve Harvey fooled everybody in America to thinking that he actually had that fade, and while it was a piece.
That flat top, yeah.
But yeah, it was... It was crazy. Like I said, it was everything that I've seen so far. Now that's consumed my For You page has led me to believe that at least 80% of what Cat Williams said was accurate. Scary. Wow. Scary.
That's wild. And a lot of things, like I said, I was just Googling some stuff and some wives, and a lot of it, 2016, a lot of stuff went down that year.
Just crazy. Crazy.
That is pretty crazy. And that was on Cat Williams' show, or was that on Sharp's?
That was on Shannon Sharp's podcast.
Okay. And he's had a little bit of some drama as well. And then the things that I think have been kind of coming up on my For You page more is because of this, now they're trying to say that Cat Williams stirred up all this Pat McAfee drama. And it's like, come on, that might be a reach. But maybe Pat McAfee was like, hey, if now's the time, let's do the thing. And I'm sure you guys saw that, where Pat McAfee's calling out, like, the ESPN president, or it might not be the actual president, but some higher ups on ESPN saying that they're going to sabotage his show and have been and all this stuff. And
Norby Williamson, I believe, was that what he's like, one of the longest standing executives in ESPN. And Pat just calls him straight out. Just wild, wild week.
Is it like a full moon or something?
It's gotta be. You know what? Brandon, you and I were talking backstage about how we were going to go off on Matt. Is now a good time? Is this where we get to just air our frustrations? You know,
sure. As long as it's fun.
I feel like you've been trying to sabotage this show.
It's true. Mm-hmm. Call me Norby.
And first of all, what fucking kind of name is Norby? Can we address that as well? This guy, he looks like an alien.
I gotta look him up.
Yeah, just that hair just looks so fake. He has that.
Side note. You have got to be thinking about how happy Shannon Sharp is right now. He's just like,
did it.
I forget.
That video. His show is now probably going to go top 10 if it hasn't already.
Mm-hmm.
They think that this is going to break Rogan and Musk's record for views.
Wow. Wow. Just so you know, Norby, just to go back there, is a Norwegian Danish name.
So we're talking the ESPN guy?
Yep. Yeah. He's probably one of those 10-foot aliens.
What I hated about ESPN was they fired all those people to bring in Pat McAfee. Not bring him on, but to give him that big contract and to give him that show and basically turn. They have slowly, since in the last 20 years, have ruined SportsCenter, ruined what I used to watch ESPN for, which was the daily highlights from 6 a.m. until noon. And then on they started on ESPN2. Their wasn't First Take. It was what was it? Something Cold Pizza. That show Cold Pizza. I don't know if you remember that one back in the day. I think that was ESPN2 is where it started. And then they saw the success it was having, and they switched that over. And then that was their morning show. And then it was like Sports Center highlights, what we as millennials and Gen Xers grew up as and loving has gone by the wayside. And that's something that's been happening over the last 20 years. So it's not something that's happened in the last five. But the fact that they fired all those journalists and all those people that put in all that good work and all those respected people that built ESPN to what it was as a respected brand and football and basketball and baseball and hockey and all the other sports, as journalists, as insiders over the past 13, 15 years, and they just threw them all out just to hire this guy because he's a big fucking loudmouth. As somebody who does the same thing in character on his thing, I know a little bit about it at a much smaller level, of course. It's kind of gross. Now, Pat McAfee, congratulations, my dude. You've built a similar to Barstool, similar to anybody else. You build a brand that people listen to and love listening to because they either hate you or they love you. But they want to find out what you're going to say next. But if you watch his show, it's like watching a caveman host a show, dude. It's fucking awful. He barks into the microphone. There's no connection with the audience. It's really just it's almost like a fake souped up stereotypical radio show in the 80s where all you do is you hit these buttons, boom, boom, bang, 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 bang. You know, like all the show is predicated on is 10 out of 10. Let's go. I don't think so, Billy. And all the sound effects and stuff like that, like as I have one here myself for Twitch. But he's kind of turned the show into something like that where he'll have, who's the guy? AJ Hawk on with him. Mm-hmm. Who'll ask like one question, and they got like six other people who he'll throw on like randomly to ask a question. But it's the Pat McAfee show. And I mean that like not just the name of it, but it's the Pat McAfee show. And I can't stand watching the shit. He's ruined College Game Day. Can't watch that shit anymore either.
No,
it's
shit.
A sideshow.
See, I'm the opposite. I love it. I love
the
Pat McAfee
say the same
show.
Thing.
And yeah. I think you said it best. You either love it or you hate it. And the reason I like it is I think it appeals to a younger generation. Not that we are there, but maybe us and then underneath. And kind of like you said, I don't think the younger generation, like when I woke up, I would put on ESPN Channel 21, put it on the cable, right? And I would watch it all day. Same highlights, same thing, some breaking news, technology wasn't as good, didn't have a computer and stuff. I don't think there's any chance in hell that younger generations are going to watch ESPN and watch the replays and stuff because you can now watch an entire baseball game in 12 minutes. You know what I mean? On YouTube and these places like social, like it's short content. As being content creators that we do, we know. And I the main thing that I like about the Pat McAfee show is it's him and a lot of his childhood friends and his boys that have built a brand that have done stuff. Do I think him and ESPN went together perfectly? Probably not. Like, does he really need ESPN? No, I don't think so. I think he was doing just fine doing his own thing on YouTube and whatever else. And I can definitely see your point with the whole ESPN thing and this and that and the drama and all this stuff. But like we talked about with Gypsy and all this and Cat Williams, people love the drama. They love this shit. Now ESPN, their ratings are going to go here. And if they potentially have to sacrifice old Norby, North Farm, I think is a Swedish what it means. You know, they sacrificed one guy, but do I love – and I didn't know that they had to cut a whole bunch of jobs to bring him in. I guess it makes sense with the amount of money and stuff like that. Like, that does suck. But ESPN before Pat McAfee, like, how many people were really tuning in? The views and everything was pretty shitty, I'd have to imagine, if they wanted to invest so much into it. And just one more thing, and then I know you've been – got some stuff. AJ Hawk, they bring in – what's his face? The linebacker, cornerback. Yep, him. They bring in a coach and stuff like that. And the lineman from, I think he was a Cardinal. I forget his name. I'm drawing a blank. But either way, what I love about that, it's kind of like when Tony Romo and those guys, the Manning brothers, they kind of call a football game. You see things that the normal person doesn't. And I like when they do those segments where, you know what I mean? He breaks down, you know, stuff in the corner. They bring down the offensive line play and just some stuff that's the kind of stuff that I really, really enjoy is a different perspective of football that guys like us who have never played, especially, you know, maybe we played peewee, we don't know anything about the game. And it kind of relates to me like, oh shit, that makes sense, you know? And then I can talk to people about football and sound super smart.
Yeah. I'm just, I don't know. I think it's been a fresh take. I was never much of a College Game Day fan. Like I mean, like you said, I had it on there as like background noise sometimes or, but like what they've done this year. And then just from like the social media standpoint, just like the clips and the highlights, it's just, it's very engaging. And I don't know, like you mentioned it, it fits with the younger audience. And, I like that it's moving into a different direction. You know, I believe, but ESPN's also taken a gamble with Barstool before, and they quickly turned that down as well. So I don't know why they found that Pat McAfee would be any different. So I don't know. It's just they ESPN will always, it's from like a marketing thing. They'll garner all this new viewership for getting this new hot, debatable, controversial fucking, you know, show. And then immediately they'll be like, oh, we don't want you anymore because we're going to still hoard all these viewers that may potentially still stick with us. It just, I don't know. It's, I like him. I will probably continue to follow him wherever he goes. Do I like all the guests that he has on there? No. But I do like how he does invite coaches, players, everybody on it. It's refreshing.
So I'll say two things. The to Matt's point of like, did it change things up? Yes. But the problem was, is ESPN had been in decline for so long. They had like gotten, they had gotten away from SportsCenter since they tried to turn to their first take. Let's argue between Skip Bayless and Stephen A. Smith and then Shannon Sharp. So that was ESPN's own doing. And it's not a put down on Pat McAfee for being successful. And talking about the younger crowd, dude, I get it. The stuff that I create, the content I create, I don't find funny. But for some reason, other people do, a small portion of people, but they do. So they watch it. I think that's kind of where I'll go with it. I think I completely understand that the new crowd, the younger, they're trying to go towards a younger audience. What I will say is that if you're in marketing, you know one thing. You know that the money is in guys like us because we have the expendable income. Mm-hmm. We have, if anybody does, it's us is what I'm getting at.
Yep. Right.
We're the ones who are going to be spending income. The males who are between the ages of 35 and 55 are the ones that are going to be spending money. These young kids, 18, 19 years old, they're not spending money on ads. They may be asking mom and dad to buy it for Christmas, but they're not the ones that are going to be spending money on things they see. So they better not forget about guys like us because for a while we're still here.
Yep. And they are guys like us. They're our age. And for even back in the day when he was in his other studios and just started years and years and years ago, he always would kind of not call out, but always kind of have those little puns at the old whites, you know, the old whites of this, you know, the old whites of football, the old whites of this. And just kind of like, it's not like that anymore. They seem to, you know, like you have to evolve and stuff. And like I said, and also College Game Day, I was never a big college football guy. But I could see your point, you know what I mean? Where, you know, now they're showing up there and they're throwing, you know, hoops. Like, it's kind of a more, you know, show. And I think that they would do stuff off camera kind of like that to get the audience engaged and stuff like that where they do it on the live show. And, I mean, when you have to sign a contract with a bunch of guys that they can't say fuck on air, I mean, it is. But they got, you know, it's in a little bit of a delay. But like I said, it's I know, an interesting thing. Like I said, I've been watching it for a while. I'm not a guy that has a Pat McAfee or For the Brand shirt or anything like that. Like, I'm not that huge of a fan, I guess. But like I said, it's something that I listen to while I'm at work. Just kind of put on, keep something in your ear.
Maybe, just maybe, college sports, which is usually heavily involved with drinking and stuff like that, shouldn't be sponsored by a Disney-owned company. Yeah. Maybe. Just going to throw that out there. You know, if they want to protect an image, don't have game day at a college or a university. Like, oh no, there's drinking. They might say the F word. These fucking Disney adults are ruining everything.
Yeah, no, I the only thing I'll say to that is I think that goes into like, there are a very small amount of businesses and companies that own all the media.
Right.
That's thank you to 1996 and the fucking communications bill, President Bill Clinton, because now all these Disney companies and big companies have sucked up all the other ones. And so it just falls under a huge umbrella. So it definitely doesn't look right to your point, Euban, but I think that just plays into the fact that there's a very small amount of companies that own everybody.
That's true.
It is ironic that you said Bill Clinton, blow and suck all in within two sentences. So well played.
I wasn't trying.
No, it just naturally happened. I guess this will be the episode of crazes and drama and stuff we don't understand. There's one thing that I still can't understand as well, unless anybody else has anything about Pat McAfee and the boys yet, is these fucking Stanley Cups. They are everywhere. And again, it triggered my brain because when I jumped on Facebook and saw the Cat Williams thing, the next post that I saw before I instantly got off after seeing two posts was a picture or pictures of people waiting in line from random accounts, like, or sponsored or whoever, but waiting in line to get Stanley Cups. And there was somebody local that posted it, and I didn't overly read it, and I was just like, oh, like, of course people are going to stand in line to see the Stanley Cup. Like, my brain went sports, thinking somebody had won, they had the Stanley Cup, they're waiting in line and just didn't understand sports. And then later I was like, oh, the Stanley Cup. Like, hell to that. Like, fantastic to that marketing team. I mean, they built a brand that has been forever, kind of this hardworking, gritty, you know, like your grandfather, your grandfather's father, like, brought that thermos Stanley full of coffee, maybe some soup. They carried that thing to work, and they probably passed it down for generations. They last. Well, somebody in that with a big brain was like, hey, why don't we appeal to the females? Let's make these cups. Not only do they make the cups, they make the accessories, they make special straws. My daughter got one for Christmas from her mother that has a custom nameplate so it doesn't spill, a custom straw, a custom non-slip thing on the bottom. I don't know price-wise. I know that Stanley is built to last, but that's probably $80 to $100 into a cup. You know, like...
Conspiracy theory, you know, not to say hot take, I don't want to steal anybody else's line or anything like that, but I'm wondering, because have you guys always seen the videos of, like, oh my gosh, my car caught on fire, but I still have my Stanley Cup with this, you know, high C fruit punch.
Oh, I saw that video. Oh yeah.
You know, there's been a few, and you know, and it's just like, I wonder if, like, Stanley's sitting there like, sales are down, gentlemen. Let's go light this 2002 Corolla on fire. You know what I mean? Let's just buy them a new car.
We won't say what car they're getting, but we can. I mean, let's think about it. I don't know if you've ever thought about running Google ads or Facebook ads or TikTok ads. You look into it for a couple $1,000, you get X amount of views. For them to have to drop, let's just throw a number, $25,000-$30,000 on a new car. That's pretty cheap advertising to say, hey, We'll give you a box full of our cups. You know what I mean? We're at cost. You know, we mark them up probably quite a bit. We're going to get you a new car as well. Thank you for having that meth head down the road that we gave $100 to burn your car for you and put that Stanley Cup in there.
I thought that too. Is that weird? Yeah, I wouldn't mind getting lit on fire. And so, Stanley, if you're interested, come on over. I don't want to make these payments anymore.
Yeah, see, I don't have payments anymore, so I'm at the point where the truck is just continually having problems. The new problem I found is, you know how you got the electric thing, so you press it back and your seat goes back, or it goes forward? So I went to do that to mess with the kid the other day, went to put the seat back, because they were like, can you move it up? I don't have a lot of leg room. So I went to move it back. Only one side of it goes back. So it was like that Fat Joe Lean Back song. My seat's just doing that. And I'm like, I haven't played Fat Joe in my car in forever. But only one side leans back, so that's fantastic. But Stanley Cups, man.
Lean back.
But then it instantly turns. So there's those people that are like, support local. And then they're showing like Yeti cups and all these cups that are clearly made in China that somebody just put their merch stuff on. It's like, I understand you want to support local, support small brands, but nobody out here is making these cups. You're not making them. You're buying them. You're putting your logo on it and then you're selling it. I get it. Yes, support small creators and businesses. Yeah, if you want. But like at the end of the day, how many people, like, nobody wants to walk around with a Beardlaw's, you know, knockoff Yeti. Like, I mean, I'm not a guy that usually drinks ice or cold drinks anyway, so I'm not having a fancy cup, and you don't really put beer in one of those fancy cups.
I paid $3 for this, and it goes like this, and then it goes like that, and then when you tore it upside down, water comes out of it, so I don't care.
Yeah. I do. This is not like a friend of the show or anything, but I'm going to tell you right now, I love the Frost Buddies. I use one of those just about every day, and it keeps the drink, the kids' drinks cold. And where they make their money is they do this sublimation, I think is what it's called, or whatever it is, the dips or whatever. So it has all these fancy designs. They charge a good penny for them. But every once in a while, they'll sell it to you without those, just plain white. And you can get them for like $5 to $9 for the same thing without the design. So I always look for those sales, and all of the kids have one now. The wife has one. I have one. we use them all the time, and it's like, same goddamn thing. It just doesn't have the fancy design. Turns out we have one of those Crickets, and we can just put whatever on there, and then it washes off because we forget. But it's like, hey, you know, they can be creative, create their own shit, and put it on there. So, but yeah, I just don't get this Stanley craze. Are they good cups? Probably. But I tell you what, I grabbed my daughter's the other day. She filled hers up, put ice in there, and I was like, holy shit. I said, maybe, speaking of conspiracy theories, maybe this is a way to fight childhood obesity, because carrying that thing, I'm telling you what, it felt like 7 to 10 pounds between the cup, the ice, the water. And I was just like, dude, if you do like 100 with each arm a day, like, you're going to start getting some tone. And she like carries it around to school and this and that. I'm like, that is a friggin' heavy cup. So maybe Stanley's like, hey, we're going to hook the women up with their fancy cups and bling and make some money off it, but we're going to help fight childhood diabetes.
Well, now they have the leashes for them, or like the lanyards. Like, they have like little necklaces that you can hang them up on, everything. And they have little carrying cases for them. And it's
there's crazy. No way this one, you would have neck problems.
Oh, is it like the big, like, gallon size one or whatever?
It's big.
So, I mean,
yeah, I don't know exactly the fluidity, if that's the right word, but
it sounds right. I mean, I want to say, is the traditional one like the 32 ounce, maybe slightly bigger? Just the one with the handle on it and everything has a little pouch that velcros around the handle and hooks on a leash, like just right on a lanyard or whatever. I'm like, first of all, if you come at me and I see a cup bouncing off of your chest, I'm swinging at you. Like, what the fuck are you doing? Get that cup.
Imagine
off
too,
shit.
if it was one of the dude ones that had one, and it just the lanyard's too long, and then kids are coming up and just like crushing it off your balls, and then just pure stomach aches. And I went to Stanley1913.com because they've been around for over 100 years. Stanley1913. And it appears that she probably has a 40 ounce, the quencher or something. Like, it's got the handle on it. Apparently, yeah. They do come. They without the ice flow flip straw tumbler. There's one that you were maybe talking. I don't know. They have so much shit. Holy cow. They're reasonable price. I thought everybody was telling me they were like $100. I mean, obviously, Stanley is not a friend of the show. They've been around 100 years. We have not. But, I mean, you can get a 64-ounce flip straw jug, $55. It's not terrible.
I just looked it up, too. The 40-ounce.
You get a flask.
The
unbreakable flask that you could fill full of fat baby bourbon for $20.50.
Oh, shit. Mm. The necklace is for a 40 ounce as well.
Okay. Oh, they have all sorts of flasks. Well done, Stanley. Still playing to there. They have canteens, stacking beer pints. You can get two of them, 16 ounces, 49. They got some cool shit, but I'm not gonna go out there and buy a flannel looking classic bottle, the old ones, for $65. Pretty sure I can get on eBay and find a classic one used, broken in for probably $3 to $5. Ooh, pour over for coffee fans. Okay, they got a lot of shit. Well done. Well played, Stanley.
I get all my used flashlights from eBay.
Isn't that what you were doing? Isn't that your eBay thing? You buy the used ones from the thrift stores that nobody wants anymore, and you're flipping them?
Yeah. I taste them to make sure they're still quality first.
Mm-hmm. Quality test is very important, so.
That's right.
All
right,
well.
It's a dirty job, but somebody has to do it. I'm trying to get Mike Lowe to come out, but he won't respond to my letters.
Mm. I heard Cat Williams said he can't read. He said it, not me. Hey, he said it. Sturdy Johnson.
I just want to see it. I'm now with him having a 163 IQ. I want to see who has a higher one. I'm determined now.
Ooh, celebrities with the highest IQ.
That's a good segment. We can just put like, is this person smarter than Cat Williams?
Oh, okay.
We'll
do you guys have any guesses? We'll just do this real quick because I know we got to get out of here. Oh, this is weird. Intelligence with celebrities by height is what Google brought me to. I put celebrities with highest IQ, and they apparently did intelligence / celebrities by height. Who do you think wins that?
I don't know. I know Ashton Kutcher. I've always heard that guy is extremely smart. So I'm just going to throw his name out there.
Top five.
He's in the top five.
Number one by intelligence and a celebrity with IQ, apparently, according to the first thing that Google showed, was Kobe Bryant, 6'6". Big brain. Then it was Snoop Dogg, 6'4". Shout out cookbook. I'm going to be crushing some fried bolognese. Did pick up for bolognese and some barbecue chips. Abraham Lincoln, 6'4". Donald Trump, 6'3". Then Ashton Kutcher, 6'2". Then Ben Affleck, 6'2". Elon Musk, 6'2". Arnold Schwarzenegger, 6'2". Obama, 6'2". Chris Brown, 6'1".
I got a top five with a random guess. I'm going to take that. And I'm going to leave you guys, too, with a thought. You know, you talked about a certain flight log before, Brandon. Stephen Hawking liking small people was not on my 2024 bingo card. But
if you have not seen the Stephen Hawking memes, oh my God.
That they have been tickling me pink. So that is, I always forget his name, Santino, the redheaded comedian. What the hell is it? He's with Bobby Lee, but he does a very good impersonation.
Ginger, whiskey ginger or whatever.
Yeah, Andrew Santino. He does a great impersonation of Stephen Hawking. He's like, let me go to the island. Let me go to the island. It's so stupid, but.
All right, next week, what we want everybody to do, if you're still listening for whatever reason at the end of the show, send us over your best Stephen Hawking's memes, and we will feature them with a shout out from you, assuming they're pretty appropriate for this show, because we let a lot of things fly, and we'll show our top five on there. So send them to me on Instagram, matt@beardlaws.com. Just send them over, or Facebook Messenger that I check once every 35 days. So send them over. We'll check those out. But make sure, speaking of checking out, check out Friends of the Show. Check out Copper John's Beard. All right. CopperJohnsBeard.com. Use code BEARDLAW. Save 15%. Check out Brandon J. McDermott on all the socials. Buy his book, you cheap bastards. You've been whacking off. Save up. He's got a whole bunch of candles. You're not going to want to miss these scents. I showed a couple of people last night. I got to hang out with Logan, have a beverage. Laughed his ass off. So save your money for those as well. Check out fatbabybourbon.com. I'm sipping it still. This is fantastic. I'm loving this. And all the other friends of the show, appreciate it. And I appreciate you guys. Hell of a show. The most drama-filled show we've ever done. So can't thank you guys enough. And we'll be back next week. Anything else to say, boys?
No.
That's it.
All right. Keep your sticks on the ice. Be good to your wieners. And hugs and kisses to all your pink parts.
In the realm of beard loss, a trio strong and true. You've been Brandon and Beard Loss with tales both old and new. Their whiskers like a forest, their knowledge like a stream, guiding us through beardom and culinary dream. Beard Loss, the sage of facial grace, with whiskers flowing, setting the pace. You've been the jester in clouds of green, laughs and wisdom and sight unseen. Brandon J. McDermott, food daddy supreme, a feast of facts, a culinary dream. Beard Loss, the patriarch, his beard a regal crown, a symbol of authority in every bustling town. His wisdom, like bristles, sharp and well-defined, guiding all the bearded with every law outlined. You've been whacking off with laughter in his stride, weed in his hand and jokes worldwide. A mirthful spirit lighting up the room in the haze of humor, dispelling any gloom. Beard Loss, the sage of facial grace, with whiskers flowing, setting the pace. You've been the jester in clouds of green, laughs and wisdom and sight unseen. Brandon J. McDermott, food daddy supreme, a feast of facts, the culinary dream. Together they unite a trio strong and bold, and beard laws and laughter and stories to be told. In the culinary realm that conquer every quest, a podcast that unlanes all the very best. Brandon J. McDermott, food daddy at the helm, master in the culinary every flavor realm. From spices to techniques, a foodie's delight, guiding our taste buds day and night. Beard Loss, the sage of facial grace, with whiskers flowing, setting the pace. You've been the jester in clouds of green, laughs and wisdom and sight unseen. Brandon J. McDermott, food daddy supreme, a feast of facts, the culinary dream. So gather around, will listeners keen, to the Beard Loss podcast, a vibrant scene. With Beard Loss and culinary flair, a journey of knowledge beyond compare.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices.
Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.